All right, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. As I teased before the break, we are in studio today with Vanessa Powell. She's the captain of the Beaver Rim Division with the National Pony Express Association. And she's here today to fill us in on the recreation that they do of the Pony Express mail service right across the West. This group grows from all the way from Missouri to California each year. Riders are stationed in each state along the way. She's going to fill us in on the need for riders. But before we get to that, Vanessa, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in. And how did you get involved with this group? Was that something that you were born into? Or
kind of, yeah. My grandpa was the captain in the Douglas, Wyoming division. And so I grew up riding with him. And then my parents and I moved to Riverton and started riding in the Beaver Rim division. And my mom was the captain for the past 5 to 6 years. And then she passed away, so then I took it over.
Okay.
So this is my second year being
and continuing that
captain.
Family legacy, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, the National Pony Express Association has been doing this since 1977, correct?
Yes.
Could you explain to people what it is and what you guys do every year?
Yeah. So way back when, the Pony Express was a mail system to get the mail across the country. Now we recreate that each year, and we all have our own little sections that we ride. So like how we pick it up in Jeffrey City this year and ride it to Atlantic City, we cover that stretch. And we just throw a Monchella, which holds the mail.
Say that again?
Monchella.
Monchella, okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
So it goes over the saddle, and it has four compartments, and it has mail in it. And so we carry mail across the country on horseback.
And now, is this kind of, I don't want to say just for show, but are you guys actually delivering real mail during this time?
Yeah. So, and then Another point is people can actually pay to send letters and stuff in the Monchella. And that's something that they can reach out to me too on.
Cool.
But yeah, we actually carry mail and deliver it. It'll get delivered at, you know, when it hits, this year it's westbound. So
okay.
At the very end, it'll be delivered.
Well, that's exciting because I've got a message that I got to get to my buddy in Atlantic City, so I may take advantage of this.
Right.
So, yeah, this is going to be about a six-hour ride, correct?
Yes. So my crew, we pick it up in Jeffrey City, and we have 6 hours to get it to Atlantic City in.
Okay. What can people expect? So, well, another reason why you're here is because you're looking – this is kind of a call for riders,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. So we'll always take more riders. I mean, it's a fun thing to do with your horse. I mean, to get out. This is our first in a long time, our first day ride. So we get the mail at 2:00 in the morning, and it'll be pretty bright out. I mean, summertime. So it'll be our first day ride in quite a while, and we're looking for people that want to, you know, try something new with their horses and just get out and do something different. We do have a highway stretch, and then we do have a mountain stretch. So not everyone has to ride on the highway if they're not comfortable.
Okay.
But it's definitely something else to do with your horse and a fun way to get out and do something.
Oh, definitely. And I'm assuming, too, this isn't for the weekend riders, correct? This is probably
It can be for weekend riders, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just anybody that wants to try anything different with their horses are more than welcome to come out and give it a go. People only attend, we stick together as a group when we ride. And so at a time, we'd ride like 1 to 2 miles, and then the next rider would be there ready with their horses out, throw the Monchella on, and then they take off and ride their 2 miles.
Okay.
So we kind of do like a leapfrog together.
Totally.
Yeah.
And this is still a little bit of ways out, so we haven't mentioned it yet, but what is the date?
So we pick up the mail in Jeffrey City on Saturday, June 11th.
Okay. And if people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
They can give me a call. My number is 307-851-8105.
And do you have an email or anything as well?
Yes, I do. It's v.powell101@gmail.com.
And will there be a deadline for when they have to submit by?
Yes. I would need the application sooner than later, definitely by mid-April.
By mid-April. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, we're putting out that call right now to any riders who want to get involved. Reach out to Vanessa at the phone number that she provided and at the email she provided as well. Sounds like an amazing event. Has ties to local, state, national history.
Yes.
Was there anything else you wanted to get out to the public while you're here?
It's definitely fun and exciting. It's worth a shot. I mean, it's awesome. It's a totally fun thing to do. Even if people wanted to come out and see the mail being exchanged, they can even come out and do that at Atlantic City. We should be able to drop the mail off there around 8 o'clock in the morning at Atlantic City.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So they can see, it's kind of like any other race or long distance thing. They can be there for parts of it.
Yep. They can be there. They can see us ride on the highway. We'll be running along the highway with our horses. Or if they wanted to see the full mail exchange at Atlantic City, that's where our Utah division meets us and they pick it up. So there'll be, someone will ride in on horseback into Atlantic City and then someone from the Utah division will be out there and they'll see that exchange happen if they want to.
Perfect. And yeah. Last question then, you said that this starts in Jeffrey City. Is there a meeting place for people who sign up for this?
Yes, we do meet. There's like a local cafe. And so we'll all just kind of meet up there and we'll probably meet around midnight in case the mail does show up early. But meet there at midnight at the local cafe and we'll get sworn in.
it's Jeffrey City. So wherever you see the group of people, that's
the group of horse trailers.
Yeah, that's definitely where you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks again, Vanessa, for coming in today. We really appreciate
it. Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to go ahead and wrap things up here. And when we come back, some more coffee time.